This is Warhammer, Elias Major, OC2, Urban Radio.
Hey, this is Acid Burn from ForbiddenNinja.com.
Hi, this is Zach from UTForums.com.
This is Apex Twin from StoneAvens.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is Mungo Zen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gleam from LWZ.
What's up, y'all? This is the Count from Wolfen.com.
Howdy, this is Callan from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
And 2004 is history as we look forward to 2005 and yet another year of urban terror coming up next.
Let's kick some ass.
Take what you want, take what you need, take all you see, take all my friends and take me too.
Once again, welcome to Urban Radio. It is Oswald here, back after 2 weeks off, taking time off, basically, so we can enjoy Christmas Day off, spend some time with the wife, family, and friends, hopefully like me. You had a great holiday season, received those gifts that you asked for. I know I did. I got my new fence, and hopefully last night, and actually the night before, for those in Australia, you guys had a safe and happy new year. Last few months of 2004, Silicon Ice finally got the wheels rolling again for development, talking about the port to ET. While we can't really discuss all the development right now, the main project you all care about is the port of Urban Terror to enemy territory, and that is our main focus here. We have made some great strides over the past month in order to get the models finished and animated, thanks to Blade Killer and CG Monkey. On a side note, Tom, Alexi, Sarah, and Pasha, and Natasha, they also had a great haul. So if you have no idea what I'm talking about, those are actually the names of some of the models that we're using for ETUT. If you haven't seen any of the screenshots, I suggest you head over to urbanterror.net. And the first two ETUT diaries we've provided are posted. We take last because of the holiday season. So we should be able to get another one up, I believe, by tomorrow or Monday. I have tomorrow off from work, so I think we may have enough material to get something posted for you. After sending out the first rounds of emails to the community level designers, we are going to include some of the community levels in the port of Urban Terror to enemy territory. I know we mentioned that, I believe, last week and also the week before. So some of those levels will be included. You guys have had input. We did have a post on the ETUT forums as to what maps you wanted to see. We've taken your input. We've sent out, 10, 15 emails, I believe. I don't have the number on hand here, but we have emails to some of the community level designers that we would like their permission to include their levels in the port. If you weren't one of those, well, you know, one or two reasons. Maybe we didn't want your map, or, you know, maybe it wasn't done. So anyway, we hope the levels that are selected, as I said, with your input and ideas, will only improve the overall playability of Urban Terror. It seems to be one of those things that the community has been asking about for some time. Why are Unity levels with Urban Terror? And to be honest with you, how many levels are there out now? I would venture to say there's probably somewhere in the neighborhood of, what, 300-400 levels out there. Obviously, we can't include every level. You'll be sitting there downloading the entire distribution for hours on end just to get 5 or 6 levels that you play on a regular basis. And that's mainly our focus, trying to get some more levels on the base server played day in and day out. You know, maybe find another map, you know, that can rival Casa in terms of how often it's played. So that's one of our reasons for doing that. And also, it'll help to take some of the burden off of us so we can concentrate a bit more on the actual game and some of the other assets that go into porting Urban Terror from Quake 3 to enemy territory. So hopefully you guys like that idea. I know we did, and we're pretty high on that idea. So hopefully it works out for you and for us. While we're still not announcing a date, we have been able to provide more up-to-date information recently, as I said, on UrbanTerror.net. Plan on bringing you more ET-UT Diary entries. Like I said, tomorrow we should have another one up there. I know we did post some stuff previously on the website. Actually, I think it was on the forums. Some very early diary entries from maybe January, February, maybe a little later in the year. But That's basically old information, old screenshots, and I know gamers continue to want more screenshots of what we've been working on. Well, we are getting at that. We may even have some demos or some, what do you call it? You know, maybe like a flyby of a map, something like that a little bit later on. What else do we have coming up in the show for you today? Well, we are going to be talking to some of the team members of Silicon Ice Development, myself included. I will mention them here just a little bit later on, as we're still waiting for maybe one or two others to hop online. I don't know if it's going to happen, but it sure would be nice, because I'd like the two coders on there as well. But if you have a question that you would like answered and you want to send me a private message, go ahead and get in line now. I do have some basic questions I'm going to ask them. You've heard some interviews previously with many of the members of SID. But right now, this is your opportunity to get some questions answered that maybe, you know, maybe you guys have been wondering about. Maybe it's an answer that you didn't like that I gave on the forums. And, you know, maybe you want Blade Killer or Rabbit Cow or, you know, High Seed answered. This is what we have planned a little bit later on. We do have the Urban Radio server up and running. I'll get to details of that here shortly. If you want to join now, you can. You can go to UrbanTerror.net, our website. On the right side, find Urban Radio. Click on Urban Radio and you'll see the server information. This week's server is provided by actofwar.de. I do want to thank Wolfsheim for providing the server. It is in Hanover, Germany. So for those of you in North America, don't bitch about the ping. The Europeans bitch about it all the time. Only giving them their fair credit or their due right now, playing on a server that is over in Europe. So I suspect you'll all have a good time. And it is a bit of an odd server this week, because it consists of all third-party maps. And you see them there listed on the radio page. Maps like UT Crossing 3.0, Big Sandy, Fort, Superman B3, just to name a couple. As I said, we'll talk about that a little bit later on. I am in the server right now. I believe 11 slots. There's plenty of room, so feel free to download the maps and hop on the server. We will drop in game just a little bit later on. In our Urban Terror talking point this week, I've talked about cheating and violence in video games in some of the past free-for-all segments. This week, in our Urban Terror talking point, we take a look at a new book that promotes business and gaming. It's called Got Game. The biggest factor shaping the future of business is small enough to fit in the teenager's hand. That factor is video games. And though most of us dismiss video games as a waste of time, more than 90 million people are ready to prove us wrong. The fact is, video games, and though most of us dismiss gaming as a waste of time, it isn't. Gut Game reveals the profound impact that the gamer generation, which is already bigger than the baby boomer generation, will have on a future business. While games have made this group dramatically different in terms of their attitudes, expectations, and abilities, the potential of this generation has scarcely been noticed in most organizations. But managers won't be able to ignore gamers for long. Comprised of millions of rising professionals in the U.S. alone, the gamer generation will ultimately dominate the workforce, and they are already changing the rules of business. For a large-scale survey and hundreds of interviews, strategists John Beck and Mitchell Wade find that gaming is not a time sink, but an amazingly effective training camp for critical business skills. All those hours immersed in game culture have created masses of employees with unique attributes, bold but measured risk-taking, an amazing ability to multitask, and unexpected leadership skills. Indeed, gamers are strong in exactly the areas that today's company need most, but to leverage these skills, today's managers will need to understand and appreciate the ways in which a gamer thinks and behaves. Beck and Wade also dispel common myths about gamers and reveal them as committed, team-oriented professionals who play to win. That is one of the big things in business. You either win or you get out, because there's no in-between. And also in business, we're talking about real money. We're not talking about some money on a game like Counter-Strike to buy a better weapon or points in Urban Terrace to who wins. We play with real money in the business world, thus the comment. They offer us a specific strategy today's managers can use to bridge the generation gap and unleash gamers' hidden potential, highlighting an important and influential new generation. This book shows why every should make sure its people have got game. I have picked up the book. I've only read bits and pieces of it so far, but it seems like it's going to be quite an interesting book, especially, I guess I consider myself, Generation X or even the gamer generation. I've been brought up on video games, like I'm sure many of you out there have. And even the people who are younger than myself, are more attuned, because I'm already in the business world. I've been working for almost 22 years now. But some in high school, college, looking to get out in the business world, these skills are going to make, these gaming skills you have are possibly going to help you in the business world. So I suggest you check it out. You can go to Amazon.com. It's by John C. Beck and Mitchell Wade, and that is a talking point this week. As I said, the Urban Radio server of the week is up and running. It is provided to Urban Radio by Wolf's Eye at actofwar.de, and this is actually the first time that we've been provided a European server during the broadcast. In the past, I have received numerous emails from European gamers saying they want to enjoy the server of the week with something lower than a 200 ping. So we brought this to you courtesy of Act of War and Wolf's Eye. Yeah, Wolf's Eye also runs numerous servers of Urban Terror. Most of them play custom levels, and by that I mean levels that Silicon Ice did not make. We thank him for that information. The server IP address, if you're too lazy to go to the website, which I see Spellbinder, thank you, just pimped, 83.246.114.44. That is the IP address. You can go there now and check it out. We are playing Capture the Flag. Friendly fire is on. 20-minute round time, and it has spots. But 10 slots left, so feel free to hop on right now and check out some of these custom levels. Right now it looks like it's UT Crossing. I have to admit, it's a very cool map. Machine made it after all his hard work on UT Eagle. This map kicks ass. One of the better maps out there created by the community. I would say in terms of quality, it rivals a map such as UT Subway or UT Point Blank by our good buddy Invis, who actually I just talked to today. May get to some of that a little bit later on. But some of the maps in the rotation: UT Horror, UT Crossing 3, Day After 2, UT Labyrintho, Milano Version 2, Street Fight 2, Texantria, Beta 2, Village 2-3, that is the old version of UT Village, Big Sandy, UT Fort, and Superman B3. Those are maps that are up and running right now. As I said, you can check out all that information, urbanterra.net/radio. .html, and we're going to be coming back here in just a couple of minutes. Check out the Urban Terror Top 5. It's Oswald. You're dialed into Urban Radio right here, Radio ITG.
Okay, so we all piled into the company can
possibly be successful had already been created.
This theory held true for approximately 27 minutes until it was shot down by 13-year-old Jimmy Smith.
It sounded dumb.
It sounded pretty dumb. So we decided to assemble a new station focused on games, gamers, gaming, gaming, and gaming.
You said gaming three.
Hey, shut the hell up. Tune in, listen, and play with Radio ITG.
We go inside the game to provide you with live sports coverage.
You wanted it. You got it. A gaming station devoted to,
well, games.
So keep it here. On inside the game. This is Radio ITG.
And welcome back to Radio Radio ITG. It's Oswald here with you. Urban Radio online right now. And seems we were having some buffering issues, and it's probably because of me. I was on the Urban Radio server of the week. I had two of the webcams going, which if you haven't seen it, thesixthfloor.com. That is up and running as well. And I also had TeamSpeak connected, so I would not be surprised if my connection was getting hosed. I apologize for that. I am back up and running. So I've shut down a few things, so we should be good to go. Urban Terror mailbag. Unfortunately, nobody loves me. Nobody sent me any email, so we passed on the Urban Terror mailbag this week. But if you'd like to be included in the show, feel free to send me anything you'd like. Oswald@planetquake.com. I will get your information on air. It can be anything you'd like, clan news, maps. And actually, speaking of maps, I just got a message here from Squad Leader. He tells me he has a map coming out fairly soon. It's called UT Mastermind. He says it's actually better than his contest entry, if you saw that, UT Franklin. There's a small preview of it over on UT Map Depot. That's ut.map-depot.com. There is a link on urbanterror.net. Quick shout-out to him. If you want to check out UT Mastermind, go there now. I understand it is a space-type station. So props to Squad Leader, and I'll have to check that out here a little bit later. Also from Anacita. He says, okay, clan-based news. He says, AntClan got a 40-game win streak on the CTF ladder. So AntClan kicking ass and taking names as they have in the past. So props to AntClan. Anacita, thanks for that news. And let us see what else we have. And also a message from Invis here. He says, new Crenshaw screenshots coming soon. He says he'll send it to me, so we will get those posted. UT Crenshaw, very pimp map. I love that map. Mostly because I know UT, I know Crenshaw. Crenshaw looks like, let's just say I would not want to drive in Crenshaw. All right, back to the show here. Urban Terror Top 5 of this week in our Urban Terror 5 segment. We count down the top 5 Urban Terror items from the last 2 weeks. Quite a bit has happened since Christmas ended and New Year's is now over, and we're looking at 2005. Here are some of the items that we think make the Urban Terror Top 5. Number 5, the Urban Terror Forums. It's with much regret that I have to announce that the Urban Terror Forums have once again been attacked. And while we're not pointing fingers, Basilisk, asshole, this has been something that's frustrated the team as well as Ghost and a giant black dude who continue to host the forums and the website for us and you, the community. I had initially had up here that we had no date of their return, but it seems Ghost was able to get them back up online and patch them. It is a previous backup, so you could see some posts that were never in there, gone. So I apologize for that, but you know, nothing against Ghost, and he even mentioned this to me. He said you may want to look for other options, which we are. Our options are open. So if you have any other ideas or any suggestions as to what we might do for the forums, you can send your suggestions to me at oswald@planetquake.com. I don't fault Ghost or Giant Black Dude. I praise them. I hold them in the highest regards. They have been a godsend to us, helping us host the website and the forums. But unfortunately, one little asshat seems to think that he's going to continue to have fun and screw around with the community and the mod That pisses us off. Number four, shoutcasting on Radio ITG. It was with great anticipation that I was able to cover back-to-back clan-based matches a few weeks ago. As usual, there was outstanding support from those who tuned in and participated in the match, and, of course, the admins. Even though it was a bit rusty, when it comes down to calling the match, both matches went off without a hitch, minus some static, which I believe we have worked out now. So props to being back on Radio ITG. Do want to thank Blanks, Trillion, and DJ Wheat, and Trav. Sorry, gotta remember Trav, the four main managers here at Radio ITG, for giving me this opportunity. If you have a clan and want a match casted, covered, please feel free. OswaldPlanetQuake.com, email me, and I'll see what I can do. Also, I wouldn't mind getting together with No Leaf Clover, so if any of you talk to No Leaf Clover or see him, you may mention that to him. I'd like to do a dual cast with him. Maybe we can hook up here for the clan-based finals. And speaking of, number three on the Urban Terror Top 5, the Nations Cup 7 Finals. Our Radio ITG was there to bring you semifinal coverage of Portugal versus Germany and Netherlands versus United Kingdom. Both matches were action-packed, with Portugal and Germany going to the tiebreaker level, which was UT Abbey, before a winner was decided. Germany put on a great show, but Portugal provided a bit stronger in the end. Netherlands, though, had no problem taking care of the UK. This sets up a Portugal versus Netherlands final for the Gold Cup, and Germany versus United Kingdom for the Bronze Cup. You can catch all the coverage right here on Radio ITG. And number two item in the top five is Urban Radio, a new year, a new outlook. Urban Terror Radio, Urban Radio is back, and we are ready to rock your world with 52 weeks of bliss as I and those on Silicon Ice bring you up to date on our projects, including Urban Terror, including the ET port. We're pleased to have the best community supporting our development team and our projects. Hopefully you guys will be with us through 2005. And the top item on the UT5 this week is 2005. We have 364 more days remaining in the new year to bring you more Urban Terror, and we are quite aware that the second half of last year did slow down in terms of development. We did decide to take some time off away from developing and in order to maintain our sanity. But 2005 will be the biggest and best year yet for Urban Terror. Hopefully you can be part of it. This time around, we are looking for some big things, and hopefully you guys will want to be part of it. Now, when we return, we're going to check out the action from Hanover, Germany, in the Urban Radio Server of the Week, which, as I said, is hosted by Wolfsai at activewar.de. We'll also catch up on some of the clan action from Clanbase, TWL, and STA. It's Oswald. We'll be right back.
4 out of 5 dentists agree that listening to Radio ITG has absolutely no positive effect on your teeth.
Well, apparently, 1 in 5
dentists
are actually getting whiter
in this very moment. This is the new Radio ITG.
5,000 spots of pure shoutcast power.
This is Radio ITG.
And welcome back to Urban Radio right here, Radio ITG. It is Oswald with you as we continue on with Urban Radio. This is the first show of 2005. And I don't know why people call it 2005, because you never called it 1999. I mean, you never, 1920 just makes sense. 2005, not 2005. I guess it's just a little pet peeve. I don't know. So, as I was talking about in the intro, the holidays have come and gone. I had a good holiday. First holiday being married. For those of you who don't know, I am married to Hot Lips. Great girl. Bought me a new fence for Christmas. Gotta love that. And I'm sure not everybody gets excited about a fence, but if you saw the condition my fence was in, you'd be very surprised. Being the loving husband, what did I get her? You know, it's very cool. You know what's cool about having a wife who games with you? Or actually, I should say, maybe she's happy to have a husband who games with her, because she games more than I do, is that I can buy her computer stuff and she's excited about it. So I got her that new MX-1000 laser, whatever that thing is, cordless laser mouse. You know, she goes through mice like, I mean, I think I bought her 3 different mice now. So now we have a wireless MX-500 sitting down here. So anyway, had a good holiday season. I was able to visit my parents, see my sister, and of course, seeing as we just got married in October, we got a lot of gifts. lot of house gifts. Excited about that, too. Unfortunately, they're still all sitting in the dining room, so who knows when we'll get to that. But it's a good holiday season, and I'm looking forward to 2005 and and more years of happiness with her. So, you know, if you guys have any holiday stories, you know, feel free to get them to me. I'll be more than happy to read them on the air. Something funny happened, something strange happened. You know, I just thought I'd get that off my chest and just make it a little bit more personal. I had a good time. So anyways, Urban Radio Server of the Week, we are going to drop in game right now as I connect back up. I know some of you are getting a little bit of buffering because of, I don't know, probably my camera, which is up and running. If you must say you have a post.com, you can see my cool yellow San Diego Chargers hat, best team in the NFL, even if they did get beat last week by Indianapolis. The map that is loading is Street Fight 2. By Overlord. If you need the map, feel free, actofwar.de, or there are direct links on urbanterror.net/radio.html. And, straight jacket, you know what? Maybe I'll throw it up on eBay and you can buy. As, I gotta turn the sound up. I apologize if the sounds were loud. And, we are in game. As I've never played Street Fight 2, to be honest with you. As I said, I got horrible FPS and a horrible lag, but nonetheless, it's not about the lag, not about the pick. They're having fun, which is what we're going to do as I'm running down Main Street here. Probably going to get picked off here very shortly as I see JG from Portugal saying hi as I talked to him a little bit earlier on the server. Many slots still open. Feel free to hop on here. You know, and Wolfsly and I were talking about this, that One of the reasons we may not see a lot of gamers is because these are all custom maps, and I know gamers tend to gravitate towards the Sid maps, which, you know, I won't fault anybody with. But anyway, it's a server full of community maps right now. It is Street Fight 2. Slicing. Who else do we have in here? Slicing the red team with C1.40. As I've just been team killed there. Very nice. So we are on the server. Feel free to jump in there as we follow some of the action. Welcome to Planet AOW, as he calls it. Capture the Flag is what we are playing. 4-2 is our score. Red team is leading. 7-7 match, so there are still some slots open, and I believe that lag is just because of the server. Once again, I apologize for that. I am trying to work that out, but right now it's probably not going to get worked out. I just disconnected from the server, so the stream should be good from here on out. We're going to take one quick break, come back with the league news, and then into the developers roundtable. It's Oswald. This is Urban Radio. We'll be right back.
And let's see, who wants wheat eye off the air?
Dude, I know nobody wants this.
Who wants wheat eye off the air? Eye off the air.
I don't want wheat off the air.
One, and that's a map.
Get off my phone!
Legs.
Oh, I'm not going to deal with this shit tonight.
Great, that means I'm not going to get any more death threats. This is awesome.
The new Radio, ICG.
Ah, yeah, my brother Blank's doing his thing as he goes back on a collar. You gotta love that. League news now. Shoutcasting the semifinal cup action a few weeks ago, I received an IRC message from a gamer asking if I could arrange a match between the best in Europe and the best in North America. Now, I know this has been attempted before, but I really cannot recall who the two clans were. But I seem to recall the North American clan won, and it might have been X, if memory serves me correct. I'm not sure. But I believe we did have a matchup of Europe versus North America. But it sounds like they want to try it again. So, okay, Aniceta is telling me it was Ant Clan and X. And I got worried. This was after casting one of the Nations Cup matches. Somebody asked me about this. If it could possibly be done. And, you know, I'm sure it can. Obviously, they wanted me to organize it. Not sure if that can happen. You know, I know what the European community thinks of playing on a Portuguese server or playing against Portugal and the warping and the problems and, you know, the F-bombs that fly. But, you know, it would be curious to see. But, again, a country is, you know, I don't know. Is a country actually better than, say, you know, for example, let me put it this way. Would Portugal beat Anclan? Or would Anclan beat Portugal? I mean, what is the best? I mean, it's hard to justify who the best team is or who the best clan is. I'm sure we could put together a good team from North America, you know, Canada and the U.S., and they could probably take on somebody in Europe. You know, I mean, does that end up being all of Europe, or does that end up being, you know, a country like Portugal, Germany, whoever? Seems there still might be some interest in that, so I guess I will check into that here a little bit later, depending on who wins the Nations Cup. And right now, I would have to say I probably give the upper hand to Portugal. Netherlands, though, great snipers. But we'll just have to wait and see. That match, we'll get to in a minute. I do want to thank those in charge of Clan Base, Lord and Impa, for the chance to cast the semis and the finals of Nations Cup 7. Radio ITG was there for the two semifinal matches, as I talked about a little bit earlier, which featured Portugal and Germany, along with the Netherlands and the United Kingdom. On December 21st, it was the first match that featured Portugal and Germany. The match was played on Turnpike in Casa, and the tiebreaker map was Abbey 2. Portugal was able to outlast Germany. After the nations exchanged victories on their home levels, the tiebreaker level was selected by the admin. And as I said, Abbey 2 was that level, and it determined our winner. Germany did have a few 999 timeout issues with one of their gamers. I believe that was Dan. That basically gave Portugal a bit of an advantage, and they capitalized it, winning the level and the match. Even if Dan were in the whole game, I still have a feeling that Portugal would have won Abbey. They were ahead most of the time, and just having a gamer 999 and timeout have to drop does become a bit of a bitch. I feel for Germany. I mean, it was a great match throughout. You can actually go to radioitg.com and download the match. They are both posted up there. You're going to have to go to the download section and click on Quake 3, and you'll see both matches listed right there. The following day, Radio ITG finished off semifinal action with the Netherlands going up against the United Kingdom. This was another anticipated match. Netherlands, though, was just too much team for the UK, and they took care of business very quickly on Casa and Turnpike. Those two maps seem to pop up, I would say, 90% of the time. Turnpike and Casa, Casa and Turnpike, Turnpike times two, Casa times two. Anyway, United Kingdom got in a hole early and was never really able to put any sort of a run together in order to get close or even close the gap that continued to get larger and larger thanks to the outstanding shooting skills of the Netherlands. So that sets up the Gold Cup and the Bronze Cup. They're both scheduled, but as of today, there are no dates for those matches. And when those dates are confirmed, we'll bring you all the action right here on Radio ITG. Shifting gears now over to North America, going to check in with the Team Warfare League. This is CTF Season 5. Standings, they really haven't changed all that much. On the Rangers division, Vex still undefeated, 7-0 with 21 points, followed by Fuzzballs at 5-2, and Seth Bicky Bicky in the Jambalaya shop, 4-3, and Team Terminal at 4-2. Over in the Seals division for CTF, it's a bit tighter at the top. Veneration and No Names both tied for first place at 6-1, total of 19 points. And running a close second are Corrupted Asylum and Fear at 5-2. And Fear could possibly jump into a first-place tie this week as they play Veneration. So we'll see what that has to see what that does of the standings at the conclusion of this week. Team Survivor Season 3 still has two clans that are undefeated in each division. Seth Bicky Bicky Bearden in the Jambalaya Shop, 7-0, total of 21 points atop the Rangers division. Why Genesis is 8-0, total of 24 points in Seals division. Team EMS, though, that has a chance to take a bite out of first place and draw one game closer to Genesis as they square off this coming weekend. Stronger than all action is heating up as both the Flags and Frags division are tight, tight, tight. Did I mention they were tight? We'll start the action here in the Frags division, where five clans are tied with 17 points at 5-2, including Black Ops Squadron, Genesis, Corrupted Asylum, Seth Bicky Bicky, Bearden, and the Jambalaya Shop, and Clan ICU. Matches resume on January 11th, which could shake up the standings as Corrupted Asylum faces off against ICU, and Black Ops Squadron goes up against Seth Bicky Bicky Bearden. So they'll be playing on the original version of Village by Tub, So that's definitely going to have some effect at the top of the standings there. Over in the Flags division, there are three clans that are tied at 6-1. Those clans include Blam, Team Terminal, and Vex. Only half a game behind the leaders are Veneration and No Names at 5-2. And upcoming action will feature Blam and No Names. They'll play each other on Turnpike, while Team Terminal and Veneration will go at it. All happening on Sunday, January 9th. Best of luck to all clans, and who knows? Maybe we'll be able to shoutcast some of those matches in an upcoming one of these upcoming weekends here on Radio ITG. When we come back, we're going to go to the Developers Roundtable, talk to some of the members of Silicon Ice Development. As I said, if you have a question, and I don't mean where are all the white women, bleep, feel free to send me a private message, and we will get that question to the team. It's Oswald. This is Urban Radio. We're coming right back.
Would you like some of this?
Rocket launcher LG style and a nice jump pad assault on the quad given by Rizzy. He's down through the rocket and Paul Walker to kill off that quad.
Or some of this.
Dirt Templar in front, throw off several zealots. Nicely done here by Kyrhus. He's pushing back Puerto Rican slowly but surely. He's got a Dirt Templar to deal with.
How about both?
I love you.
I love you too.
This is Radio ITG.
Inside the Gate. Radio ITG.
Aren't you glad I'm not a professional at this? You know, I don't check my MP3s to make sure that they don't start over after I stop it. Stupid MP3. Anyways, that was Treble Charger. Didn't work. I guess that's okay because, you know what, that means we can just hop into our last segment here, which is a developer update. By the way, I do want to mention the Urban Terra Map Depot level of the week. Hybrisk is still away due to the holidays, so the map reviews, which are sponsored by the Urban Terra Map Depot, will return next week, I believe, with a new review. If you have a level that you would like featured, drop me a note and I'll make sure we get it showcased here on Urban Radio. Development update. Unlike the traditional update where I discuss some of the development being undertaken by the team this week, we'll actually talk to some of the development team members as I go live here to the Team Speak server. This week, we are joined by Silicon Ice Development, where the team has been quite dynamic over the years with members contributing and then quitting or being forced out or moving on. We have seen many talented people add a bit of themselves to Urban Terra. The original development team was actually a team of one. His name was Botkiller, who had a demo of Quake 3 Arena and an idea. That's really all you need for a mod. Needless to say, that idea has continued to flourish over the course of 4 years with thousands of hours and effort and time by many, many people. Currently, the development team is quite streamlined but highly talented. Current team consists of 27, who's the lead coder, Hi C, who's a coder, Blade Killer, she skins and she's also a level designer, Rabid Cow, who's a level designer, and Lord knows what else he does. He can probably do a little bit of anything given time. LT1, who's a modeler working on some animation things. Barbecue, who's our music and sound guy, he also is a level designer. Also have Tub, who, as you've seen from his website, levelart.com, great level designer, some rock-hard pictures of Austria, if you haven't checked out that recently. CG Monkey's our current animator, and Dick Dastardly, yes, I know you guys want me to say it, I like Dick, he too is our level designer. Today we'll actually be talking with Blade Killer, Rabid Cow, LT1, and Tub. And we may actually have Barbecue drop in here a little bit later. I know he was trying to work out a few things here a little bit earlier on in the show. So I'm not sure if Barbecue is actually going to join us today or not. We'll have to wait and see. But if you'd like to ask the development team member a question, as I said, send me a message on IRC and I'll make sure we get it to the respective team member. So let's start the discussion here with each member introducing themselves. Blade, say hello to the community.
Hello, everybody. Happy New Year.
Let's move around our virtual table here. LT1 from Michigan. What's going on, LT?
Hey, how's everybody doing today? Happy New Year. And hi.
And hi. We're going to move across the way here to Rabid Cow, who I was just speaking of. Rabid Cow, how are you doing today?
Good evening, and happy New Year to everyone out there.
And finally, our contributing member here from Australia, we're talking to Tub. Tub, how you doing?
Yeah, great, man. Good day. How's everybody?
So that is those are the members who are going to be involved in our discussion today. As I said, feel free to send me some questions. I do have a few questions that I'm going to pass on to some of the members here. We're going to start with Blade Killer because I know she sort of has a unique story. Blade, how did you become involved with Sid?
Oh, that started because I was skinning, and I got involved with the Quake Free Skinning Community, entered a contest, and I met all the other ones, got invited on IRC. There I met Earthquake, who worked on Urban Terror as a modeler, and he asked me to help out by skinning the new UMP for 2.0. I said, sure, I'll do as much as I can. I don't think I'll be able to do very much, not much time. 1,600 hours later, in 10 months, we had 2.0.
And the team sort of made some big changes. I know the team who basically did 1.0 through, I think, 1.27 and 1.32 differs from the team who did 2.0, which also differs from the team that did 3.0. As somebody who's been around for quite a while, yeah. Tub, I know you've seen a lot, you've done a lot, and your skills have highly improved. Talk about your experience and your development modding for Urban Terror.
Well, I mean, what can I say? I started off, well, you've all seen Village, and, yeah, it's an interesting piece of work, but it's been great just evolving with the group and, like, seeing what they're doing, just looking at how, like, even Sweet Nuts, how his textures have improved, especially the command of draw, et cetera, and just being able to improve with it. Yeah, it's been a great experience.
And, you know, I have to make a correction here. I said your website was levelart.com. That's actually levelart.net. And we continue to post some news from your website. You want to talk a little bit about Austria for ETUT?
Yeah, sure. It's actually almost finished. I've just compiled the test version now, just testing it with bots, making sure everything works, making sure you can't find any. You can't sort of get out of the map and run around the rooms like you can in the rally. I'm just trying to finish it off now, so it's almost there.
Yeah, thank you for that. Rabid Cow, I don't really know how to describe what you do. I know you sort of do a little bit of everything. You're like the MacGyver of Sid here. I mean, if we ask you to do something, chances are, given any amount of time, you can do it. We've seen you do levels. We've seen you work on skyboxes. What do you want to be known for when it comes to Urban Terror?
I think... Although I've done a level for it wasn't a great level, as many people know. It was interesting to look at, but didn't play very well. In the future, I'd like to do a couple of new maps, something that plays very well, along with looking good. If anything, I'd like to probably remember it for my textures, and I've got a lot of new textures that I've been making over the last few months and trying to improve my skills along those lines. So I'm looking forward to getting my new level's out, Prague being one of them, and I've got another version of Prague that's going to be a symmetrical map specifically for CTF that hopefully will play very, very quickly. And basically would like to be known for my texturing, and I've got some new great skybox coming out now. I've been using some new software that's just recently become available, and with that I've been able to do stuff that I've never been able to do before in terms of the environment boxes for Urban Terror. So I'm really looking forward to it.
You know, and you mentioned your previous map, which didn't play well. That's Twin Lakes. It was actually a pretty amazing map because I know you went through a couple different development cycles with it. And unlike, you know, and I don't want to knock the community level designers, but unlike going from one level, which maybe was not good, they start a new level. You actually went back and continued to work on it and improve Twin Lakes. You came out with version 2, which had a few new things to it. And one thing, you know, you just mentioned here are the skyboxes. The skyboxes are just amazing. I know we haven't showed many recent skyboxes to the community, but how do you go about getting such great-looking skyboxes? Which, guys, we will show you some of the skyboxes in a future diary entry?
Well, right now I'm using a full 3D program for making them called View 4 Pro. It allows me to render huge skyboxes, and I can add my own models in. I can add all my own textures in. So basically I can match the textures that are going to be in the maps with the actual textures that are in the skybox, having used larger versions of the same textures for the skybox for a higher detail in the distance, and then rendering them at very high quality. So I've been able to get now at the point where I don't have any banding in the sky. I can make all sorts of different things, whether it be realistic moon with moonlight and all that kind of stuff. Almost anything I really want to do now I can do, and put models into it that I've made in 3D Studio Max and the whole bit. So it's made a big improvement in what's possible technically in the last year or so.
And, you know, excuse me, unfortunately, like gamers who dumb down the textures with PicMips and whatnot, I'm sure it's probably a bit frustrating to watch gamers when they actually turn the skyboxes off. I mean, that probably ruins a little bit of the effect. But anyways, you talked about models that you're working on. LT1, he is one of the modelers here. LT1, what brought you to Urban Terror, and what have you been working on recently?
Oh, geez. The first thing that brought me to Urban Terror was a drunken session with a couple of my friends just trying to find a game to play one night. And we were playing
Urban Terror.
Unreal Tournament. It was called Pack Ops. And then I came across Urban Terror one day, and it was like right at the tail end of 1.27, 2.0, right around there. And we all fell in love with it. In fact, all my friends still around here, they still all play on a regular basis.
And some of your recent additions, I know I just, you spammed that link there in our private channel for the items you were working on. What sort of models have you been working on that, I don't know if you're going to make them available to the community or if it's just going to be for our use. Anything you want to pimp here real quick?
Oh, yeah, I've been working on lots of model packs that I've been doing and everything, just trying to get back to my roots, I guess you could call it. I've always been one that loves to take a great amount of detail and pride into the very small and intricate things of maps and everything, you know, from the chairs, the tables, the glasses, you name it. That's the kind of stuff that I love to do. And with the ET port, I've been cranking out lots of vehicles and everything, and those are all available for, you know, mappers and such like that they can go and download now. And in the next couple of months, they'll be having a nice big couple of armory packs with lots of different weapons, things like that. There's this one that I just made up. It's called the Convenience Store Pack, which basically looks like, you know, your regular trashy old 7-Eleven that you walk into. So, there's lots of really good things that we're going to be looking forward to in the ET.
Oh, 7-Eleven, you got Slurpee? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Looks like.
Yeah, a lot of your model work reminds me of that of what Invis did in his, what was his gas station? He released a level that was basically a gas station with all sorts of models that you could use.
UT Automotive.
That's it, UT Automotive. Again, high-quality stuff. That is what you seem to be known for, and I'm sure the community looks forward to a lot of those model packs being released so they can use it in ETUT. And that actually leads me to the first question here coming from the community. This is from MC and Big D, who we give a quick shout-out to. He says, for maps porting to enemy territory, how can we load them up and test them? I can only get to Spectator. Can I walk around in it? Who wants to try to field that?
Oh,
he wants
to
use the map in enemy territory. He's going to have to use the hex edit on the map. And Logical's been working on a converter that converts all the textures to the correct size, because all your textures have to be in power of the two proper proportions, like 8 by 16 or 256 by 256, not 192 by 312 or any of that kind of stuff. It has to be, it can be 256 by 512 or 512 by 512, but it's got to be those powers. So if he's trying to get it in there, talk to Logical about using his converter, because it's very, very easy to use, and it does the hex editing and it changes all the textures that need to be changed automatically for you and creates a backfile.
All right, AMC, you may also check the website. You know, I don't know if it's on the website or if it were on the forums, but I did mention Illogical's converter, and I believe it is a sticky topic in the ETUT forum. Blade, you had something else to add?
I remember the forum post. Is it still in the forum? We lost a lot.
Yeah, I believe that's been up there for about a month, so I think it's in there. If not, I will make sure to put that up on the website tomorrow. So, MC, hopefully that answers
Which
your question.
Forum is it in?
It is in the ETUT forum.
Oh, okay, you might want to put it in the mapping forum too.
I will do that also. Another question here. Is there any information about new weapons or new weapon skins for the weapons here in ETUT?
Not yet. Not now.
I declined to comment on that.
You declined to comment? All right. And
I'm touching that one with a 10-foot
pole. We're considering options, but we don't know enough about whether we can do what we've been talking about or not. So we'll see what happens.
So if you'd like us to be
the whole idea was to just completely trash the SRA. We're planning on getting rid of that, and I'm just waiting to see all the spam right now on the main Urban Terror channel. And, yep, okay, there it goes. Yep. Yeah, we're getting rid of all the sniper rifles, and we're going to get some midget models and chicken launchers.
And don't forget the dogs with bees coming out of their mouth.
Yeah,
oh,
dogs
yes.
You
never forget the attack dogs, yes.
And, Rabbit Cat, did you say you were going to make those texture packs available for community use as well?
Some of the skyboxes, my older ones, are up on the website now, but we're not using the latest technology yet. So I will be making some new ones available over time for ETUT. I've already committed to making one for HyperDesk for a project he's working on. And some of the other textures, certainly I will release some textures, although I think most of them will come out in maps, and then they'll just be within the PUT files.
Hey, Tub, talk about your textures. I know you've, like you mentioned sweet nuts and the texturing and then how he did it. What have you been able to do with texturing and lighting? I know you had an article on your website about improving in-game lighting. What sort of improvements do you plan on making on the levels that you're going to port to enemy territory?
Well, first with the textures, I'm just trying to dirty them up because I've got a lot of my own textures which are just very flat, and especially where the texture connects to the ground, you want to have sort of like a dirty, so it sort of, it feels like it's smooth, it blends in the level properly, and so I'm just trying to get that happening on like joint spot, etc., so it feels like it blends from one to the other, and it's just not an abrupt change. As far as the lighting goes, I'm just trying to make it realistic, basically. Get some nice colour going and get a sort of orange glow, because I'm planning on doing sort of a sunset type thing. So yeah, getting the lighting nice. That's it really. Lighting hasn't been too hard. You just got to keep on recompiling the map and just testing everything, making slight changes to colour and whatnot, and yeah, it's about it.
And which maps do you plan on bringing over to enemy territory?
At the moment, everything's converted, I think. Abbey 2, the current release of Abbey 2 was actually made for the enemy territory conversion, but since you guys liked it so much, I converted it straight over. We had it in, was it last release? Yeah, anyway, that's done. Just a few texture changes there. Gears is already released to the testing team. That's all been done. Just updating the bug fixes. Austria is almost done. I'm still not sure if I'm going to finish the village update. I want to do it. I want to make it more like the original and bring back the roofs. I'll just have to see how that goes and how much time I've got.
So you bring back the roofs. Do we also bring back that catapult?
probably not.
Oh, yeah.
I figured somebody would ask that question later on, so I may as well just get it out of the way very quickly. Some other questions coming across here. LT1, I'll throw this out to you first. What part of the game do you like the most?
Oh, boy. The best part of the game that I love more than anything is, and this is a God-honest truth, probably the best thing that I love in the game and everything are the weapons and the weapons animations. I could easily challenge anyone out there to try to find, in a mod or such like that, that has better, you know, better skinned weapons, better models, better weapon, you know, model animations and everything. It's just primo work. I'm just in awe on some of the things that the people have done before me.
And Rabbit Cow, same question to you. What do you like about the game the most?
I love the speed of the game. I love the fact the wall jumping and the all the sprinting, everything. It really adds a little something extra to it. It's not like the kind of slow plotting that you get in a lot of games. It still has very realistic weapons and skins and animations. It looks awesome in that way. And, you know, I just think the extra speed just adds to it.
Tub, what do you like the most?
All the different game types, actually. I mean, if you look at all the other popular mods around, most of them don't even have half the game types. They basically have one. Counter-Strike has one. We've got, eight, really. We've got to game type 8, which is brilliant. all the different features, wall jumping, ledge climbing, sprinting. I mean, all these features, most mods don't have them. I mean, even, like, Unreal 2004 doesn't, I don't think, equals off any amount of features, so, yeah.
Yeah, variety is the spice of life. You know, unfortunately, I think we brought a lot of these game modes along maybe a little bit too late in development. Maybe if we had them out, say, you know, maybe if some of them were included in 1.27 or maybe even 2.0, because I think that's really when the mod took off. And I know I'll get arguments from the community about that who really enjoy playing 1.27 without the stamina and, you know, things like that. But, you know, I know we tried to get Bomb in 2.0, and that never materialized, but you're right. A lot of variety. I mean, gamers are not stuck with only playing, like, Team Survivor or CTF. Bomb Mode, Blade, what do you think about Bomb Mode, and what's your favorite part of the game?
Bomb Mode I like for competition. It's a lot more exciting to watch if you're watching, P.S. Norrisville. Bomb mode forces the teams to move. They can't just camp one spot. If they play it properly, it's quite a dynamic game, and they have a lot of trouble. Some teams have trouble adjusting to the change of the type of strategy you have to have. But the thing I like about the game the most, I think, is teamwork. I love doing that. I love practice. I love scrims, matches. I don't like pubbing. It's not the same. I like playing with people I know and having a job to do within my team.
And lastly, Rabbit Cow, how about you?
You already asked him.
Oh, I did? sorry. Did I ask him or not?
Exactly what you said, Jeff.
I said, you know, maybe he already asked that question to Rabbit Cow. Okay. We'll continue to move on. Two maps here. The community is asking about Uptown. I know that's been a discussion internally between us as to what we're going to do with that map. Is that map going to get ported? And here's a question from, I don't know how to say his name, XINIX. Will Salima be a standard Urban Terror map when Urban Terror Enemy Territory Urban Terror is released?
I can speak about the Salima one. I'm really... actually pretty good friends with the guy who originally made it, and I've been talking to him. We've been working on it here and there about the enemy territory port for Salima 2, which will actually, the map itself, he's planning on, his name is Oz Dude, he's planning on making the map, like, a little bit, you know, larger and such, and also making it so the fact that, you know, Lord knows everyone, whenever you jump up on top of the roofs, all of a sudden your frames go to, like, 2. So, yeah, he's fixing that part. So, yeah, I definitely know that he's really excited about getting that one out to everyone.
See, now I see some comments in Pound Urban Terror saying that the map sucks. I think the only reason the map sucks is because people continue to get the FPS issues when you have 20 gamers on the rooftops and there's really no viz that divides the map up, you know, into sections like... You know, I'll use Casa for an example, but Salima's a cool map. I do think it needs some work. I'm not going to say it's the best CTF map ever, but it is a good map. Next question, I don't know who was working on it or working with Wu about it, but any word on Uptown?
I think we're still on the side of Uptown.
All right, so Uptown.
Yeah, Battle Cow's map.
Oh, Battle Cow, my bad.
As I talked to Lou about Turnpike.
That's what it was.
Turnpike.
That's.
Yes, for the port.
That's what it was. I got my names mixed up here. I'm sorry. But so Uptown's still up in the air. A lot of gamers.
Yeah, I don't know.
A lot of gamers seem to think we should get rid of some of the old classic maps. One of the maps that I know I've seen some negative comments about, people want to see docks go the way of the dinosaur. What do you say?
Oh, don't ask me. I played docks since 1.27. I would like to see it gone. But I know a lot of people who like that map.
I completely agree with Maureen on that one. It's like whenever I jump online, it's like, all right, something new, and then all of a sudden, docks again. And it's just like, oh, my God, I've been playing this for 20 years now.
But people, it's still servers. People still like the map. You can't deny that.
I know.
So I wouldn't drop it because of that.
Oh, I think
that can... It's just not the type of map I like. That doesn't mean it's not a good map.
I think that can be...
I have mixed feelings about Uptown because of the... It's kind of fun in CTF, except the spawn is good. So for it to stay in... As a CTF map, the spawns have to be changed. TS, it's still good in TS. So I don't know whether we have the dot map for it, though.
Here's a question from a current level designer with a design studio. He's asking me, will Streets get the axe?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
And Joe, shut up. You already know.
So there you go, Joe. Invis. That was pretty funny. Hey, we're gonna take a quick break here. I gotta get some water, pay some bills here for Radio ITG, and we'll come back and continue on with some more questions here from the development team. It's Oswald and Blade Killer, LT1, Rabbit Cow, and Tub right here on Radio ITG. We'll be right back.
Reviews, music, play-by-play commentary, porn.
We'll do pretty much anything if the price is right.
Oh yeah, right there, yeah, uh-huh.
Shameless, proud, radio. ITG.
And once again, welcome back. It is... Once again, welcome back. It is Oswald here. As I jump into the middle of a conversation in the TeamSpeak 2 server. Yeah, I know I told you 4 minutes. I cut the song short. Didn't want to listen to the rest of it. Got some other questions here coming from the community. I'm sure there's going to be one that, without a coder, we're probably not going to be able to answer. And I know there is much debate about it in the Urban Terror forums. That was the discussion about the helmet and any adjustments being made. I believe Saltburn thinks that the helmet is too strong. Anybody have any comments on the...
I hear that a lot.
You what?
I hear that a lot. I get asked about it a lot. We've discussed it. We haven't made any decisions on quite what to do. There's been a few different suggestions. So we'll see. It's when, you know, things like if you take a helmet, it really counts as two items instead of only one has been suggested. Of course, there's always the suggestion of lowering its protection. Everybody's forgotten all the screams and yells about headshots and why we increased the power of the helmet. Remember when we mapped the head to the chest so there were no headshots? And that was tested on a CBC server. There was, that's what, a year and a half, 2 years ago now, when people just kept going, I mean, it was a major topic in the forums that the helmet wasn't strong enough. So we'll have to see.
So then it is stronger, but then it's too strong. So now it's too strong again. And now people are telling me that the DE is much stronger than it ever has, and I can't really remember
it wasn't
that
changed.
Ever changed it hasn't, for a long time.
Yeah, it hasn't been changed. It's their imagination. That happens a lot. I mean, we can do nothing and release a build and think everything's changed. It's just psychological. It's just human nature.
Yeah, it's the human nature part. And I hope everyone understands that fact that, I mean, even with the problems with the helmet and everything like that, everything that everyone's suggesting, everything does get looked into. It, you know, just because we don't maybe not agree on something doesn't mean that it's not, you know, the right thing or the wrong thing to do.
Or just because we don't...
And often it gets tested.
Yep. I was going to say, just because we don't answer just because we don't post our opinion or our thoughts as a team on it in a forum thread doesn't mean, like you said, it's not getting looked at or not getting tested, which leads me to one more thing. Yeah. That for every action, there's going to be a reaction. I mean, we take something out, we modify a weapon, that's going to play into a lot of different pieces of urban terror. I know we talk about balance, and I think balance is... weapon balance is thrown around too freely because it's not really weapon balance, because you don't want weapons that all do the same thing. But the balance of gameplay, if you change the helmet, what sort of an effect do you think that's going to have? For example, let's just take hypothetically, if we took it and made it so your helmet now kills you in two shots as opposed to, I think, three, what sort of effect would that have on the gameplay?
Once again, people are going to start to complain that they're dying too easily.
It's a kind of a juggling match, and try to find that perfect even balance, of the gameplay and, for the, weapon balance and everything. It's hard to do. I learned that, when I got into the QA team before I became part of the SID team, the amount of stuff that you have to test and the things that you have to look at in the code, and oh my goodness, the late nights staying up until 3 a.m., working on a scope ring. Yeah, that was fun, So, the helmet and everything, it is getting looked into. I mean, I had gamers showed me that a million times, and things like that are getting looked into, so.
And here's a question that I think I can answer straight up. Has Sid ever thought about removing ledge grabbing? And I think emphatically I can say no. Ledge grabbing will continue to be part of the mod. I think that is one thing that makes the game unique. Why are you laughing at me?
No, not you, just the question.
Sorry. Oh, okay. All right. How about this?
There's no way.
Yeah, there's no way. No way. We may get rid of the speed of the game because I know we want to sort of take it in the direction of Counter-Strike. Yeah, right.
No.
I'm kidding. I don't want to take it that direction.
That's what you mean.
Hey, I could have made it sound pretty convincing, I'm sure.
Hey, you got me going.
I didn't want to do that. But, I will get you going here. What have you been working on? What have you been working on recently? I know I mentioned the word boobies, and people are going to start drooling in terms of the female models that you've been working on.
Well, one thing I've learned, thanks to 27 teaching me how to UVW unwrap, that's something that I've wanted to learn for years now, because it's really important how it affects me, my work as skinning. It just, the way the whole mesh gets unwrapped. So I have control over that now. When I do it myself, I can decide where I want to seam or where I want to have a little bit of distortion, because it's just like unpeeling an orange. You cannot unpeel an orange and have the skin of that orange perfectly flat and have no seams and no problems, right? I mean, it gets all split up and stuff. While when you're skinny, you don't want it always split up like that, so sometimes you have to stretch it and make a compromise and join the two pieces down the center of where the split is. So that's the choices you have to make, and it's nice to be able to do that myself. It also frees up the modeler, CG Monkey, to do the work he's best at, which is animating. Eventually, I want to be able to model and animate as well, so I'm learning the model, too. I've been working a lot of Max in the last few months. And I'm still intimidated by the idea of making a character model. But I look forward to being able to do that. I do modify them. I changed Sarah and made her into Natasha. It's kind of like Sarah meets a push-up bra.
Yeah, and I don't think we've shared that picture with the community yet. But, guys, hubba, hubba, hubba.
Oh.
That is Natasha.
And I changed her hips a little bit and did a few other things. We shortened her arms and did a few other things to make her animate better. But I also have to do her vested torso. I'm going to have to unwrap it and get it ready for skinning. Same with Sarah's. Then Tom is already UVW unwrapped, but Boris isn't. So I've got to do Boris, whole body and head, and then the vested torso. So I have a lot of work ahead of me, and there's skin at all.
So we're gonna have Boris and Natasha on one team, and we're gonna have Bullwinkle and Rocky on another. That's a
yeah,
joke.
That's right.
Anyway.
We've got the red teams, not Natasha and Boris, will have short sleeves and long pants and be more in civilian style, like t-shirt and jeans, or just a tan shirt and brown pants, that kind of stuff. And the blue team, we're planning on having a military outfit with the tucked-in pants, long sleeve, commander sweaters, and camouflage pants, that type of thing. Hopefully, that will make them show up better. So I might even end up doing the armband, you know, the elbow pads and the knee pads in team colors to make them stand out.
And speaking of team colors, Tub, how do you go about selecting what color gamers you're going to have on your levels?
Actually, Blade does that. I haven't looked into that much.
Oh, really? Rabbit Cow is a level designer. Do you let...
I'm Elijah Dawson.
Yeah, so am I.
We're changing that. It's getting changed. Don't even bother talking about it. You're going to be able to choose what you want now out of the team. So if you want to wear a t-shirt and blue jeans and the guy decides you want to wear an all-black terrorist-type outfit, they can. That's one thing we're going to change, we're talking about. We want that variety back again.
I was going to say, yeah, that was one of the original ideas that we had where, you know, the teams, you know, you could have a team of four on each side and you could all look different, but cool.
And, the reason we took that out in Q3 UT was due to memory.
Right.
We really needed to cut back. That's why I ended up with it only loading one skin, one hand skin.
Yep.
I mean, we really cut back so that it would run well. But ET is tweaked. That engine is better than Q3's engine. And
thanks to splash damage.
It makes our life a lot easier, and one of the things, we'll be able to have more skins again. So that's going to be fun to do, but whoa, all the work. Fun to skin again, though. I've been away from it for long enough, but I got the artistic spark back, and I have really, really enjoyed doing it again, whereas I was burned out totally on it.
Very nice. And that sort of leads into probably one of the last questions we'll take here. Before that, I'm going to say this. I continue to see two or three questions here asking about the hit detection system and how that's going to work in ETUT as opposed to Urban Terror for Quake 3. And I think that's probably better left for the coders right now, unless anybody has any comments they want to say.
Well,
I'm not touching that
one thing we plan on remaking Ares. It'll be totally new, because of course the models are all new, so we have to make new areas for them.
Right.
That's all brand new code. That's not going to be the old code that Epoxel wrote. That's gone. We don't have that. So 27 has to do that from scratch again. He did have it started before we did 3.0, but his hard drive crashed and he lost all of his work.
Oh.
That's why we didn't do it for 3.0. So now we'll be doing it again. And that once that's done, it'll be interesting to see what it's, because these models are bigger than the old ones, just a little bit. It's like taking, instead of the guy being 6 feet tall, he's going to be 6'3" or 6'4", and she's 6 feet tall. You know, that type of thing. They're just bigger people, so that they're hopefully able to have a bigger hit mesh, make hitting a lot easier for the speed of the game.
Very nice. Very nice. And the guys, the size of ETUT is really going to depend on how many of the levels are included from the emails that we sent out to the community. So I don't think we can really mention the size of how big the file is going to be at this point. But, of course, we will give that to you as we get closer to the release. And, no, we don't have a release date, so stop sending me that message.
Oh.
And one of the last questions here, and I'll throw this out to all of you. We've been modding this on Quake 3 and Urban Terror for, I think this is going on our fifth year here. What's next? What's the team going to do, or what do you look to personally get out of this? Start with you, LT1.
What do I personally get out of this? Anything. I just.
I mean, if the mod ends tomorrow, are you going to go find another mod to do? Or, I mean, do you want to take this to the next level and try to find a company to work for? Or is this just something you like doing in your free time? That's sort of what I'm getting at.
Oh, boy. Ever since I was about 8 years old, I always wanted to make video games. This is like a dream come true to me. So, I mean, I can definitely see myself. I mean, I'm never going to stop doing this. And working with Sid and, you know, everyone from Kristen and Jeff and Maureen and Pete and Steve and everyone else. I mean, I've met some of the most fantastic people I've ever met in my life just by playing a video game. It's great.
Hey, Rabbit Cow?
Oh, yeah.
Rabbit Cow, future plans, what do you have? Anything?
Well, of course, if Urban Terror were to end tomorrow, which I'm certainly not going to do, I think I'd probably move on to other projects, whether those would be commercial or would be other mods. That only time will tell. It's one of the most interesting things I've ever done in my life. I've done a lot of various different things, from large format photography through building stereo equipment and amplifiers, all sorts of things like that as hobbies. And this is the most fascinating thing I've ever come across. So I'm planning on doing it for a long time.
And Tubb, what about you? I know your skills have flourished here, seeing your maps become quite impressive. What do you want to do?
Ooh, sit in the tomorrow. Well, I still have to work. I wouldn't mind finding a level designer, actually, but my current job is really great, so I don't know how easy I'd just be able to change that. I wouldn't actually mind doing some single-player levels for some different games like Half-Life 2 or Call of Duty or something. That'd be fun. But I can't really imagine this would ever go away. To be honest, I've been with you guys for about 5 years, so it's not really on my cards to change.
And speaking of level designers, speaking of level designers, have you had any sort of contact with Wetwired? I know he's down in Australia.
No, not recently. I don't know what he's up to, actually. I should really check up with him.
Yeah, I just asked that because, I saw him, put out some excellent levels for Urban Terror, and he really made improvements, and he moved on to 40 Rulers, where I believe he's still at working on a new game. He showed me some pictures. But I sort of see you in that same light. I mean, you and Blade Killer, actually, and, I'm not going to single out, I don't want to exclude anybody from this, but you two, I've seen outstanding progress in the way you design it, in the texturing, in the skinning. It's just amazing. That's why I ask. I know we all have, most of us have jobs, and, I'm sure if asked, we would probably, with the right price, we'd probably move on and want to develop games. But, seeing as we do this all on the side and get nothing for it, it's sort of kind of nice to look and say, well, what if? That's basically what I was getting at.
Yeah, in some ways, I don't really know if I wanted to do level design as a job. If you have to go in 9 to 5 or 9 to 10, as Invis was saying before, and just have to do it all day, you'd lose your creative spark, and I think it'd take more of the fun out of it. Whereas at the moment, I love my current job. I'm a programmer by trade, and I love my current job, so I can't really imagine it. There has to be a lot of money involved, let's put it that way.
Yeah, because I think the industry right now is very abusive of the workers involved. What I'm hearing about some companies is disgusting, where they're working their workers 13 hours a day, 7 days a week for no overtime pay, and that's considered normal. Crunch now used to be a month, and then you had a month off afterwards. That's been discontinued, and crunch lasts for something like 8 months out of the year, and mild crunch is the rest of the time, which is 13 hours a day, 6 days a week. I think the artists involved in this industry need to wake up and do what the artists in the Screen Guild did. They formed a guild, and they don't allow that sort of thing. You work as an actor or an extra. You get paid. And I hear this. There are some companies that haven't succumbed to doing that to their workers, but there's too many that are right now, and it's not right. So you've got a good job. You might be better off staying at your good job and doing it as a hobby.
Yeah, I think I can speak for you and Rabbit Cow, and I know the three of us would like to get out of our current jobs. But as I see Invis saying here, he says 16 hours a day doing my job at the Collective. He says I still love it, and I think I speak for most of us when I say 16 hours a day, we don't get paid for doing Urban Terror, and for the most part, we love what we do. Does anybody disagree with that?
Nope, not one bit. Love it.
All right, and with that, I'm going to give you guys the last word here. I'm going to start with Blade Killer. What do you want to say to the community?
Thanks for hanging in there with us. Hopefully each YouTube will be just as much fun and better than we expect. I think it will be, actually. It's well worth the wait. In the meantime, 3.7 is pretty fun, and I still enjoy playing. I missed the game. I haven't had time to play it much lately. So,
Tub, what say you, Tub? What's your last words here to the community?
I'll just be doing up a few articles on my website, levelart.net, so just check the news for the next few weeks, and I'll have a few new points up there.
Excellent. And Mr. Skybox God, what do you have for us, Rabbi Cow?
Well, of course, another Skybox. No, not really. I just like to say thanks to the community for hanging in there again as well. We know it's been a long time, but it's going to be worthwhile. It's really going to be great, and we're going to have a lot bigger community, I think, in the near future because of TUT being completely free and downloadable. So nobody will have to be out there scouring streets trying to find an old copy of Q3 or, you know, holding someone up in a dark alley saying, you know, do you have a copy of Q3 in that pocket I see there? basically, hang in there. We'll be out with it soon enough.
And lastly, LT1, what do you have, my friend?
I just wanted to say a quick shout-out to Clan64 and ClanUR. Just wanted to say I love gaming with every single one of you guys, you know, for the past 4 or 5 years now. Big shout-out to Death74. He's like a brother to me. Just wanted to say you guys are one of the main reasons why I love doing this, and we'll continue doing this. So glad to have you in the community.
And that's going to do it for the SID Roundtable, the Developers Roundtable. I do want to thank everybody who was able to take time away from their Saturday here on Silicon Ice to join us for this. We may have to do this again. It was a good time. And when we come back, we're going to wrap things up here in this edition of Urban Radio.
Play Monopoly.
This is Radio.
And And welcome back. It is Oswald. Once again, I do want to thank all those on Silicon Eyes for taking part in the discussion. Hopefully it was entertaining for you guys and you got something out of that. I tried to answer all the questions as best we could. I'm sorry we didn't have 27 or High C around to answer some of the coding questions. We'll try next time to get either of them or both of them on. And again, like I said, we will definitely do this again. A couple last programming notes here before I go. Wolfsci at activewar.de would like me to say that a friend of his asked me to give the community some news. He's about to put a 2.3 server up online, and the files are available over at fileplanet.com. The name of the server is Dragon Broad, B-R-O-O-D. And actually, you know what? I'll just spam the links here. And these are I'll only do this in Pound Urban Terror on ETG. Those are the two links. Again, it is a 2.3 server, a little old school gaming here. And maybe that's something that we should pull out of our pockets in a couple of weeks, and maybe go back and play 1.27. I know how many in the community really enjoy 1.27, so it might be something to do. Go back and no stamina. Everybody uses the UMP and kick some ass, take some names. And one other note from Wolfsci, he says, maybe you can also go ask in the show if someone is willing to give me one game server in the U.S. so I can provide the U.S. guys with an Active War custom map. He says he appreciates any help there. So if you want to get a hold of him, that's admin@activewar.de. I do want to thank Wolfsci once again for hosting that server of the week this week. And that's going to do it for this week's show. I want to thank all of you for taking the time out on this New Year's Day to tune in and support Urban Radio, Urban Terror, and the development team, Silicon Ice. Also want to say thanks again to the development team for sitting in on this this first weekend of the new year. We may have to look forward to doing some more shows here, possibly getting a co-host, Blade Killer. Next week, for sure, I promise we will be playing Urban Terror Trivia. I know I've been putting this off for some time as I've been continuing to pull questions together. And I believe the format's going to be a free-for-all. I will ask a question in Pound Urban Terror. First person who responds in a Pound Urban Terror will get a point. And also, one last programming note. I should have some very good news here on all those winning Urban Terror shirts. I spoke to Tommy at GeekWords this past week, and we are working on a deal to bring you shirts at a very low, low Urban Terror price, plus shipping. I won't have that information until probably mid-January, but definitely anybody who wants to get outfitted in an Urban Terror shirt, we will be able to get them to you. Lastly, Hybrisk will be back after next week. He'll bring you a new review from the community for Urban Terror. Also looking for a sponsor for the Urban Terror Server of the Week next week. If you'd like to do it, feel free to contact me, OswaldPlanetQuake.com. All that, much more next week on Urban Radio. So long.
It's over? All right, well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.